At that time, Long Beach went, it didn't go much beyond Anaheim Street, much of anything. Out at Willow, was Willowville. It wasn't Long Beach, it was Willowville. And there were sloughs up there. That's where the tramps hung out. And willows growing in it. That's why it's called the Willows. And Long Beach at that time, they couldn't annex the property out to the north because the people in there would have voted it down. So what they did, they ran a what they called a shoestring strip. It's about 100, 200 feet wide. They described the strip clear out and around the outer limits of all that they wanted in the future to take into Long Beach, clear around it to keep everyone else out.
Was that along the river or something like that?
No, it was clear up and all around.
Oh, I see. Just
clear up and all around.
Uh-huh.
And the idea was that they could get that annexed to Long Beach, that shoestring strip, and then that would block everyone else out from incorporating or adding to. And Long Beach, I mean Los Angeles and some of the other areas, of course, didn't like that idea.
Uh-huh.
And there was, so it was all litigated. I mean, there were court cases and litigation and appeals and all on that. And the city attorney employed Denial and Hart as special counsel for the city. And so that's where I broke in during the legal research work on that, and I sat into the all the trial work on it. I sat in at the trials with Denial, and then handled. I wrote the briefs and all on appeal on the appeals involved. So and then you know the incidental work and connection with everything. I mean they were doing work for different corporations and.
I believe they were representing the Craigs or the
Craigs. Craigs, yes. Denial had incorporated the Craigs set up. They're very close friends of John F. Craig, the original Craig,
uh-huh.
and some Bixby work. And
well, you mentioned some Bixby work. We've read in the history of O'Melveny and Myers that Mr. O'Melveny was representing Joachim Bixby Company for a number of years.
He
and Joachim and George and Amelia and all of those.
O'Melveny, now, I was told, I mean, this is secondhand, so I don't know how true it is, but I remember that Denial told me one day that he had done all the Bixby work originally, I mean, for a number of years. And then John F. Craig came out there and formed the Craig Shipbuilding Company. And Craig and one of the Bixbys, I don't know which one of the old ones, got in a little tiff. And that particular Bixby told Denial if he didn't get rid of Craig that he couldn't have the Bixby then. So he said, forget it, said, I'm not giving up anyone. And for quite a while, he didn't have any of the Bixby business. Now, Melvany was a director of Joachim Bixby Company. But for several years before his death, actually, I was doing the business for the Joachim Bixby Company. And when he died, I became director of the Joseph Bixby Company in the place of Melvin's spot on the Jotham Bixby Company. But Jotham Bixby Company dissolved now.
Yes, I realize that.
Yeah. The Bixby Land Company is entirely a different set of Bixbys.
Yes.
That is the Llewellyn Bixby family. Yes. The Alamitas Land Company was a combination of different Bixbys. The Fred Bixby heirs, Fred Bixby family, and his sister, the Bryants, and the Hillmans were in the Alamitas Land Company. The Amelia M. E. Bixby Company was the was primarily the George H. Bixby's, which George H. Bixby was a brother, second generation brother of Jotham Bixby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you were involved with the Amelia M. E. Bixby Company also?
I was involved with the Amelia M. E. Bixby Company, with the Jotham Bixby Company, and with the Bixby Land Company, and then I was not involved immediately, I mean way back, with the Alamitas Land Company. There was a lawyer named Sherman Anderson who was doing the Alamitas Land Company business up until maybe 20 years ago or something, like 20, 30 years ago. Then when he retired, and I got into that. I'm vice president of the Alamitas now, and vice president of Bixby Land.
Well, I know that Mr. Bixby, when I interviewed him, said that when his father died, Amelia Bixby said, "You come work for the companies," and just literally, just literally grabbed him by the collar and took him to work.
I did business with his father until his death, and then that was the first time that Llewellyn Jr., that's it, Llewellyn Jr., was brought into the company, and Amelia was the one who did that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very, very capable, very successful.
Yes. Well, then, so the relationship with your firm and the Bixby Companies goes back pretty much to the beginning, then.
Oh, yeah.
We have, at the library, papers from the original Bank of Long Beach and the Long Beach, whatever the next name was, which became Security. We were looking at some of the original minutes for the original Bank of Long Beach and listing the shareholders. And the number 90th certificate was 2 shares in the bank by Mr. Denial. He began with 2 shares. But I couldn't find any reference to him of being on the board of directors in those early years.
He was on the board of directors of the bank, because I feel sure he was, because I remember he told me that the director's fee every time was a $20 gold piece.
Oh.
And when he had a whole bunch, he just stuck them in his safety deposit box, the $20 gold pieces. And when Roosevelt made it illegal to keep money, he turned them in. A lot of people didn't, but he did.
Well, then, if he had his offices, Mr. Denial and Hart had their offices originally in the bank building.
In the bank, and they had a retainer from the bank.
Oh, I see. They represented the bank.
And they had, the firm got a retainer from the bank up to the time that Denial died. Now that was after they went into the security bank. That was against security's policy to have anyone with a retainer. But they kept up with that. And so the and they had a separate phone from the bank up to Denial's office. I mean, didn't go through any phone exchange.
Oh.
Just an inter office phone.
So the first office was in that first building on
And the new building was completed in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
And the firm was the first one that moved back into the new building.
Oh. And that was on the fifth floor?
Fifth floor.
We have, in the bank papers, I came across a plan of the bank of a typical Long Beach security building, and when they were taking reservations for office space. And here is a floor plan, and it says it's the fifth floor.
Yeah. Of course, what happened was that... let's see now. We got the... Here's the first thing. Yeah, we had this end down here.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was, you see, we had our entrance down here.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this, all this corridor, we got incorporated in our office.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't open to the public. Here's the, we had the entrance down here, and then the Niles office was on the corner there. I'm on the next. And George Taubman, and then Hart was out this corner.
Oh, so
a library up there. And
so you took this entire end of the building?
We took this entire end of the building, yeah.
Oh, I see. Now, you stayed in the building for some time, but I understand I looked in the telephone directory and your office currently is on Ocean.
It moved about, well, it was less than 2 years ago.
Oh.
It's the same until about 2 years ago. Now, there's a... There was a spread in the newspaper about where the firm now is called Taubman, Simpson, Young, and Solentar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1925, old electorate 1925, it was changed to Denial, Hart, Taubman, and Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
That's when George Taubman and I were taken in as partners.
You became a partner in 1925?
Yeah.
That's soon after joining the firm. Isn't mm-hmm. that a little unusual? It was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, well, it was nice.
Uh-huh.
Then it was after, it was quite a while after both Denial and Hart died that it became... Taubman, Simpson, Young, and Eckert.
Uh-huh.
Then I retired 8 years ago. We had an agreement, had to retire at 75, so uh-huh. I got turned 75 in uh-huh. 1975. And then Warren Eckert left the firm a little after that, so it became... Taubman, they kept the Taubman, Simpson, Young, and Slaughter is the younger one in there.
Well, Mr. Taubman died some years ago, too.
Yeah. He died, I don't remember, about 12 years ago, I think.
Well, did you and Mr. Taubman enter the firm just about the same time? Or?
He came in. A year, in the summer of 1922, I was working there
uh-huh.
as a non-lawyer
uh-huh.
before I was admitted to the bar for the summer. And that summer, he came in as he was admitted to the bar and came in as an employee at that same time. So he was working there a full year before I did as a lawyer admitted to the bar. And then he stayed in there until his death.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you and Mr. Taubman had both gone to law school as contractors.
Oh, yes.
With
oh,
Mr.
Yes.
Denial
yeah.
and Mr. Hart.
Taubman got his legal degree from USC.
Well, by the time you went to law school, was it common at all for potential lawyers to still be able to study with...
Not at that time, no.
Oh, there.
You see, I'm with Vinaya, you're talking about in the 1890s.
Yes, yes.
And that's a lot different.
Yes.
However, it wasn't too common, perhaps in other parts of the country, to do it that way. I know my the grandfather after whom I was named was in the Civil War, and when he came out of the war, he went to the University of Michigan and got a Juris Doctor degree at the University of Michigan, and then he practiced law and became a judge. So, I mean, there were law schools going, and they were doing it that way back in the, that was 18, oh, he went to Michigan in 1865.
Wow.
Right after the Civil War.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is kind of pioneer country in the,
yeah,
in the 1880s.
Yeah. Well, you said that there weren't any superior courts in Long Beach or any real courts other than the Justice of Peace. When did the courts first come into Long Beach?
I can't remember the date, but they established branch courts as a superior court here, and they first had them over in the I think it was a building at on Pacific and First Street, the northeast corner, I think they were there, and then they moved into the Jergens Trust Building, and they had their offices there. One of the first Superior Court judges sitting here was Ralph Clark.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's another prominent law firm in the old days, Clark Westman, and later is Clark Westman and Clark, and Ralph Clark was the senior partner. His son Henry Clark is a prominent lawyer now, and he sat as judge for quite a little while, and then he retired from that because he was a big shot in politics. He was the one that got Frank Merriam
elected governor
of the state, and so he had quite a little political pull after Merriam was governor.
That was just about the time of the Depression, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that Depression was a long time. Yeah. Now, actually, the Depression started not in the stock market, but in real estate. In 1927 rather than 29. In 1927 there were real estate subdivisions all out north, out just north of Wardlow. There was a big real estate subdivision called Chateau Theory.
Yes, I know the area. Yeah.
And those subdivisions in those days, they deeded the property to the bank. The bank took title. Then the bank issued conditional sales contracts on the property. And then they came in and made their payments and all in the second floor, I mean like in the security place. They had a second floor of the bank with the trust department. They had teller's windows, the old-fashioned ones. They had the metal grill work up around the teller's windows, and they'd come and make their payments there. Well, in 27, people all stop paying on their contracts that they're buying them. Bixby Knowles was practically all sold out on conditional sales contracts. And then real estate started going bad in 27. And before the bank as holder of the title and all in the subdivisions could reissue contracts, they had to get the title cleared up. So in order to wipe off those who had bought them and defaulted. So that meant, in those days, bringing quiet title actions. legal action called quiet title actions to clear the title. And that, from 27 on for a while, that was one of my main jobs in the law firm, was handling all the quiet title actions and all the subdivisions around mm-hmm. for the bank. Mm-hmm. And
The Chateau Thierry area also was an area where the oil extended into that, the Los Ruedas extension of the oil field.
The oil came on signal in 1921.
Right.
I was, at that time, that year, I was a night clerk in the Alexandria Hotel, and the oil workers had come in from Texas there. But originally, it was all on the hill, say, and then they started spreading out, and they leased clear out into Los Ruedas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, clear the entire area of Los Ruedas was later leased for oil, but they never got good oil out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was so marginal that there was a lot of litigation work in connection with that, clearing titles on all that stuff, because the oil was never enough to do anyone any good on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that Chateau Thierry, it had oil leases on it too.
Were you involved in drawing up oil leases as well?
Oh, yeah. Drawing up oil leases and then clearing title and
mm-hmm.
Title work and mm-hmm. business law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people, and I was talking to my grandson about, he had some, in school, he had some deal, you know, about a imitation trial and People ordinarily think that the only work a lawyer does is criminal work. Actually, in my office and in my lifetime, I handle no criminal work.
Mm-hmm.
And my office handled no criminal
mm-hmm.
work. It's business work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It deals with titles and with corporations and with everything except criminal work.
Well, I know in talking with Jerry that he was working, and he talked about how on this area out in Belmont Shore, how the real estate development was really floundering about the...
Now, that's where I got acquainted with Darryl, you see. Now, he was in the property department of the bank there, and we were attorneys for the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't the head of it. He was... and Thorine was mm-hmm. the head of it, and Darryl would be up in my office, and then I for our office, I was handling that type of thing all the time, and so Darryl and I were working together on all these different people that and it was foreclosures and getting people out, and
mm-hmm.
people who got foreclosed wouldn't get out, you know, and any number of things involved in as the Depression came along, it got really serious. No one who hasn't gone through it realized how bad it was during the Depression, and it lasted a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted actually from 1927 in the real estate until after the 40s. Way up into the late 40s.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the earthquake in 1933 also had a disastrous impact.
That was a devastating effect. Oh, that was... That just about wiped George Hart out. He had some property up on Anaheim Street that was all shaken down.
Mm-hmm.
He had his house on Ocean Avenue, and he lost that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was devastating to many people. It was the Bixby Land Company, all the Bixby companies were hard hit, except the Alamedas. The Alamedas had oil on Signal Hill.
Yes, Mr. Bixby said Alamedas always seemed to be lucky.
On Signal Hill, Alameda's owned where the Discovery Well is, at the top of the hill and down the hill a ways. The other side of it, the Bixby land owned. Oil they found on the Alameda side, never on the Bixby land side.
Well, he also said that, you know, the problems that were involved, the one of the things that happened was the problem with the hoof and mouth disease.
There was a combination of that. What happened there, the hoof and mouth disease, practically all, Bixby Land Company had about 4,000 acres east of Long Beach. And a great part of that was in dairy herds. I mean, they had their own dairy herds. They had a, at where the old Sears Roebuck building is, at 5th and Long Beach Boulevard, they had a Long Beach Dairy and Creamery Company right on the corner there. Then when the hoof and mouth disease came, they slaughtered the herds. That's the only way they could stop it, was they killed all the herds. No compensation. That wiped out all of their dairy business. Then the earthquake came along. No, later than that, they... after that, they took that corner and built a building for Sears. And then the earthquake had shook that building down. And they were in trouble.
He said they had to rebuild the building and then just literally just turn it over to Sears because there was no... they had all this land and...
Then the war came along. Then they changed from dairying, say, to farming, and the Japs came in as farmers. They were good, hard workers, with equipment and all. Then the war came along, they wiped all the Japanese out and put them in concentration camps. No one to farm the land. So that they had a series of problems.
Were you involved with the sale of the land, the titles of the sales of the lands of various...
sure, and all that, yeah. And also in all this, they had to sell off the few cattle they had left, and the dairy herds and things like that, and the leasing and the building, and then the sales, they owed a lot of money, and in order for the bank not to foreclose, they had to start selling off all this 4,000 acres. And it wasn't anything where they had any choice. They had to. Actually, One of the things that had been proposed was sell a great part of that acreage off for a racetrack, like the one up near Riverside, you know.
That kind of a car auto.
Auto racetrack, but that never developed, fortunately.
Yeah.
But then they employed the Cadwallader and Company from Los Angeles as general, the bank, at the bank's request, general sales agent, and now Paul Elmquist was with Cadwallader and Company at that time, They sold off most of that 4,000 acres. They tried to hold out corners and parts, but they sold off most of that to farmers in 100-acre plots. Very, very cheap. I mean, later on, those 100-acre things would bring $2 or $3 million. They sold them off maybe for less than 100,000, but that's where most of their land went.
Mr. Bixby also said that they sold off some of the land to the city of Long Beach for El Dorado Park.
That's right, yeah.